What's the question?
In Bhagavatam, third chapter, the first canto, when it's like incarnations are there, so many incarnations of Vishnu are there, Krishna are there, and then they're talking about Virat Roop, universal form. Mm. And after that it's said that it's imaginary. Mm. It's not real and it's not part of incarnation. Of course it's not part of incarnation. So, but then why it's described? How do we understand that?
I mean, the Virata Rupa is just given as, it's imaginary in the sense that mountains are not somebody's backbone. Mm-hmm. And clouds are not somebody's hair. And trees are not the hairs on someone's body. But just it's given as, that's a meditation for someone that can't really conceive that behind all this there's the person. But they try to see a person in all this. Rather than see behind all this there is a person, because behind all this there is a person, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I am the source of all this. Everything you see and everything you experience, I am the source. I am behind it all. I am the substratum of everything, is the personality of Godhead. The cause of all causes, Govindam, Sarvakarana Karanam. But for those that have some piety, but they can't quite accept the idea of God, they try to relate to God and nature. So it's a way of approaching God, because if you appreciate my parts and my vibhuti, or my parts and parcels, then ultimately you'll appreciate me. So it's a stepping stone towards realizing the personality of Godhead. Because they're seeing personality. They're seeing mountains. It's a way, it's kind of a allegory at once, talking trees or whatever. So that's, they're seeing personality in energy, because ultimately behind all energy there's a supreme personality of Godhead, Shakti Shaktiman. Behind all the Shakti expansions or Shakti expressions, there's the possessor, creator, controller of all the Shaktis, Krishna Shaktiman. So in one sense there's no difference, Shakti Shakti Matur. Shakti, Shakti Matura Veda. There's no difference between Shakti and the possessor of Shaktiman. So they see the universal form because they're in the universe. I'm here. I can see this. I can't see God, because he can only be seen by prema, and by satana, and by kripa. So where to start? So it's a starting point where someone who's pious and wants to, it's a way of directing his mind towards thinking of God in a personal form. These are the bones. It's all about a person. It's describing the parts of a body. Parts of a body means the body of a person, an individual. Universal form. Universal form is you're meditating on a form of God. The person, form, rupam. Not arupam or nirupam. Not that God has no form, is no. No, this is. This is the impersonal representation of God. But I'm seeing personality in these objects, in these energies. So that's a way of the indirect. Prabhupada says that in some purports. This is a facility for the agnostic or the pious, somewhat pious, to approach the Lord. It's a starting point. But it's only for very beginners. Someone who's already transcended that and already accepts that Ram is God or Krishna is God or Vishnu is God, then he's already transcended all those preliminary steps. He already has the inborn Shraddha of faith that yes, indeed, God is a person. He has a transcendental form, such as an vigra, and a transcendental abode. He lives in the spiritual world, and he has transcendental qualities and transcendental activities and transcendental associates and pastimes, and I can be all part of that. So this is the basis of bhakti, which is a serious spiritual discipline. Bhakti marg, gyan marg, karma marg. Karma marg is not really spiritual, it's material. So this is a quasi-spiritual practice, this meditation on the universal form, somewhat like shantarati, or approaching the Lord from very, very passive distance, great distance, mild appreciation, that behind it all there must be some person. And this is a way of seeing that person in it all. I can't see or believe or understand that behind all this manifestation is a person. So I try to see a person in the in all this manifestation. Virata Rup. The person in the Virat. The form in the universe. The universe is all material elements.